USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has delivered his annual State of the Union address. He touted his achievements on trade, the economy, and health care. He also took aim at Democrats.
If we hadn't reversed the failed economic policies of the previous administration, the world would not now be witnessing this great economic success.
And joining him in the chamber, some very special guests.
Joining us in the gallery is the true and legitimate president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido.
The president also had his wife Melania give broadcaster Rush Limbaugh the Presidential Medal of Freedom. That comes after Limbaugh announced he has cancer. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer gave the Democratic response to the State of the Union. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is calling for an end to the liberal automatic early release of convicted terrorists. USA's John Clemens reports.
20-year-old Sudesh Aman was shot dead by police after he went on a stabbing rampage on a busy South London street that left three people injured. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson said typically convicted terrorists have been released halfway through their sentence, but that must come to an end.
But I hope people understand that the anomaly we need to clear up is the process by which some people are still coming out under automatic early release without any kind of scrutiny or parole system.
Islamic State militants have claimed responsibility for this latest attack. I'm John Clemens.
It was a good day on Wall Street. The Dow was up 408, the S&P up 48, and the Nasdaq up 194. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The number of people apprehended at the southern border has dropped for 8 months in a row. USA's Chris Barnes has details.
It follows crackdowns by the Trump administration, including forcing asylum seekers back over the U.S.-Mexico border to wait out their claims. A Homeland Security official told the Associated Press on condition of anonymity the total number of encounters with border officials in the month of January was about 36,000. That was a 10% decline from December. It includes apprehensions of people crossing illegally and migrants who were declared inadmissible by border officers at a port of entry. The official said the number of encounters with border officials over 4 months was around 165,000, when a year earlier during the same period it was about 242,000. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The number of homeless children and youth enrolled in public schools has reached 1.5 million, which is a record high, according to a national nonprofit. The National Center for Homeless Education, which is funded by the Department of Education, found it was up 15% from 2 years ago. Under education law, children and youth are categorized as homeless if they're residing in shelters, cars, motels, or with other people temporarily due to the lack of alternatives. Don't forget, you can listen to the news anytime by logging on to usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.